真的感谢主，弟兄姊妹们平安，朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主再次给我们聚集的机会。
Thank God for giving us another opportunity to gather here.
尤其是在这个第二波疫情的困难的时候。
Especially during this difficult time when the second wave of the coronavirus is taking place here.
我们更加为这个感谢我们的主。
I really thank God for this.
那么在我们读主的话语之前，我们先有一些祷告。
But before we read God's word, let us bow and pray.
主啊，我们真的是要感谢你的恩典。
We truly thank you for your grace, God.
主啊，在这个困难的时期。
In this difficult climate.
主啊，你保守了我们度过了第一波的疫情。
You have protected us and led us through the first wave.
主啊，当我们面对第二波疫情的时候
，However, as we're facing the second wave of the COVID-19,
主啊，我们知道你仍是那一位掌权的主。
We know that you still are the Lord who controls.
当我们照着你自己的命令，我们聚集来敬拜你的时候
，As we come and worship you according to your own command.
主啊，求你照着你的应许赐下你的同在。
May you grant us your presence according to your promise.
也求你照着你的应许来保守一切属你的儿女。
And according to your promise, may you protect all who belong to you.
主啊，你是那一位永远坐着为王的主，那一位永活的神。
You are the forever living God who sits on the throne forever.
我们愿意把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We willingly give all the glory to you.
主啊，愿你的圣灵在聚会当中把你的话语向我们揭开。
And may your spirit in this meeting interpret your own word to all of us.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
I pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们要读的这段经文呢，在路加福音的17:11-19.
The passages we're going to read this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 1-19.
11.
From verse 11-19.
我快快地把经文读一遍。
I'll read this for you.
路加福音17:11。
Luke 17:11.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：“耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧！”耶稣看见，就对他们说。你们去把身体给祭司查看，他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：起来走吧。你的信救了你了。那么这一段经文呢，其实我想大家都看得懂。这段经文是相当简单，意思也很明确。
I believe everyone can understand easily about this portion of the scripture. It is quite self-explanatory.
那么主要在这里给我们看见些什么事呢
？So what is the Lord intend for us to see from this paragraph?
我想我们有必要先要把这里面的人我们来有一个了解。
I believe it's necessary for us to have a look at the few people mentioned in this paragraph.
我们知道在如果说我们对耶稣基督有一点点的了解，或者别人有给你介绍过的话。
If we know about Jesus Christ or someone has introduced a little bit about him,
我们知道耶稣基督这个时候已经在地上传天国的福音有一段日子了。
We know that it has been quite a few months when Jesus was preaching the gospel of kingdom of God.
那么这一次呢，他要往犹大的都城，就是耶路撒冷去。
So this time he's walking towards Jerusalem, the capital city of Judah.
那么经过撒玛利亚和加利利这两个大区的边界。
He is passing the border of Samaria and Galilee, the two big provinces.
他进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的人迎面而来。
As he entered into a village, there were 10 lepers coming towards him.
那么这个是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
我们如果读过圣经，我们会发现，
If we read the Bible, we will discover.
在主传天国进来的福音的时候，
When Lord Jesus was preaching, the kingdom of God is near.
在犹太的人民中来求耶稣，就是洁净他们大麻风的人。
Those people who are coming from Jude who asked the Lord Jesus to cleanse them.
通常的情况下是偶尔会有一个人来。
Usually there would only be one person coming asking for the healing.
那么到了这个地方，这个小村子。
However, in this little village,
这里出现了一群的人。
There appeared a group of people.
圣经告诉我们说，这里有十个长大麻风的。
Bible told us there were 10 lepers.
那么经文开始给我们介绍说，撒玛利亚和加利利。
As the Bible introduced us about Samaria and Galilee.
那么如果我们对犹太人有一点了解，我们就会知道。
If we know a little bit about the Jews, we will know that.
住在加利利的人意思是什么？他就是指的外邦人。
Those who live in Galilee are referred to the Gentiles.
虽然说曾经以色列人住在撒玛利亚那一大片的地区。
Although once upon a time all the Israelites used to live in the area of the big Samaria.
但是当他们亡国以后呢，很多的，就是绝大部分的以色列人被掳到了外国去。
However, after Israel fell,All the Israelites, or majority of the Israelites, were captured and moved to the land of Assyria.
那这个征服者呢，就遣送了很多外地的人，就是说一些外族的人、不信神的人，各种各样的人，把他们迁到了以色列人民所居住的地方。
Besides, the conqueror had moved a lot of Gentiles.Mixed people and settled them down in the land of Israel, especially in Samaria.
虽然说撒玛利亚也留下了一小部分的以色列人，但那是极少数的人。
So there's only a very little portion of the Israelites survived and stayed in Samaria.
那么因着他们与外邦人的混杂和通婚和各种各样的不洁净、不讨神喜欢的事呢？
And because they are mixed with all the Gentiles, they intermarry to each other, and there's a lot of things that's not clean in God's eye.
他们就被那些在犹太地居住的，就是持守神律法的那帮百姓呢，视为不洁净的外邦人。
They were called as unclean people in the eyes of the people who lived in Judah, who still cling to God's law.
那么我们看到，就是来求耶稣医治的犹太人，偶尔会有一个长大麻风的。
So as we know, usually there will be one person who come to ask the Lord to heal from Judah if he's a leper.
但是在这个外邦人的地方，却有一群的人。
However, in this Gentile land, there were a group of people coming.
也就是我们可以看到，这个罪恶侵蚀这片土地有多么严重。
We can see from this that the sin has defiled the land so seriously.
那么其实在3400多年，将近3500年的时候。
So around 3,500 years ago.
摩西从神那里得到的律法里面有告诉我们。
In the law that Moses passed to the people from God, it tells us.
有一些很详细的关于大麻风的条例。
It tells us a lot of details about the rules and regulations concerning the leprosy.
当然我们这个说大麻风它其实不是只是一种，它其实是包括这一类型的病。
Actually, leprosy includes a lot of similar diseases, not just one category, which is the leprosy.
那么律法上告诉我们什么呢？
So what does the law tell us?
就是说如果你是疑似长大麻风这个病的。
The law says if you have leper on you,
或者是你有接触过的。
Or if you had come into contact with a leper,
那么你要被隔离7天。
Then you will have to be separated for 7 days.
这个隔离的地方必须是不是在正常人群居住的地方，必须是在郊区远离人群的地方。
And the place of separation would not be placed into the among the community. It has to be in a remote place, far away from where people live.
那么隔离七天以后呢？祭司会去检查。
After you're separated for 7 days, the priest will go and check on you.
如果你被确诊了
，If you have been confirmed,
你有可能一辈子就是在野外居住。
Most likely, for your whole life, you will be living separately in a remote place.
那如果祭司确认你是好的，
If、
没有真正的大麻风的
，If the priest confirmed that you haven't really contacted the disease.
那么呢，他会用一些的根据条例上来洁净你，然后你所有的东西都要被洁净，你才能回到人群当中。
Then he will, according to the regulations and the rules, clean you and all your belongings.
那么我觉得，我们听到这里，我们是不是觉得会很熟悉
？As we hear from this, do you see something very similar?
对的，没错。
Yes.
因为我们现在就是面临的这个状况。
Because we are facing very similar situation here.
在这一波新冠疫情的肺炎当中。
In this COVID pandemic.
我们很熟悉政府给我们一个条例。
We're very familiar with rules that the government has given to us.
就是说如果你是疑似病例或者你从外国回来回到这个地方
If you have come from overseas
你必须要被隔离14天
You have to be quarantined for 14 days
而且在隔离期间会有人给你检测
And also during the 14 days you will be checked
过了14天还会有人给你检测
Even after 14 days you will be checked again
以确认你没有被感染
In order to confirm whether you have been infected by the disease or not.
但是我们有没有看到
But have we ever seen
这个世界的败坏到了什么程度
The degree of the deterioration of this world.
虽然我们外面看起来这个世界都很好
From outwardly speaking, this world seems to be fine.
但是你有没有想过
But have you ever thought?
在三千多年以前
Around 3,000 years ago
这一类的疾病虽然说它不是同一个名字
This type of disease although it doesn't bear the same name as the one we have now
但是这些的疾病都代表同一个问题
These diseases represent one thing
就是罪在侵蚀我们的世界
That is the sin that has entered into our world
那么三千多年以前人是被隔离七天
So 3,000 years ago, human will be quarantined for 7 days.
那么今天保守的就是隔离14天。
Today, conservatively speaking, you'll be quarantined for 14 days.
以前以色列人在见证历史。
Previously, when the Israelites testify for the history.
现在我们也是在见证历史。
Today, we also testify for the history.
将来有一天，人们会说，在现在这个时候，曾经有过这样的病毒。
One day in the future, they will look back and said, in such time, this is what happened.
很多人被隔离十四天。
So many people were quarantined for 14 days.
但是到了他们那一代。
Yet when it is time for their generation to come.
就是随着世界的败坏，也许他们被隔离的就不是十四天。
According as the world was continued to be corrupted, maybe they will not only be quarantined for 14 days.
你不知道随着世界的败坏，将来的人可能会隔离21天或者是28天。
You never know; they might be quarantined for 21 or even 28 days as the world continued to corrupt.
那么回到经文来说。
So coming back to this passage.
当我们读主的话的时候
When we're reading the Lord's word
我们真的要清楚我们是在哪一个地位
We really need to be clear what position are we standing on.
按照我们人自己的本性来说，当我们读别人写的书的时候，
According to our human nature, as we're reading a book written by someone else,
我们很不自觉的就会把自己带入那个有利的条件，有一个有利的地位。
And without knowing, we would put us in a position that is benefit to ourselves.
我们有时候把自己带入主人公的位置。
Sometimes we put ourselves in the position of the main character in the paragraph.
或者是一个有利于自己的位置。
Or another position or character that is beneficial to ourselves.
那么在主的话里面，我们在哪一个位置呢？
However, in the words of Lord, what position are we standing on?
当然我们肯定不会是这里的主人公。
Of course, we should not be the main character here.
让我们知道耶稣在传福音的时候，他有至少十二个门徒是一直跟随他的。
We also know that when Jesus was preaching and walking around, there were at least 12 disciples following him.
那么还有一些人就是在主传福音的过程中一直陪伴主，给主生活上的和门徒在生活上的支持的。
And there are other people who always accompany our Lord and provide the needs of our Lord and the disciples.
那么我们是不是那一些人呢？
Are we one of those people?
那么如果我们真的明白主的话，我们其实应该知道。
If we really understand the Lord's word, we should know.
我们原来的地位，我们是那一群长大麻风的人。
Our original position, we were one of those lepers.
那一个是我们在主眼前的地位。
That is our true position before God.
是的，其实当我们在处在那个最不利的地位的时候，
Yes, when we place ourselves in this worst position in this story,
按着人的本性，我们会想办法自救，我们也会想办法求人的帮助。
According to our own nature, we would like to ask help from other people or try our best to save ourselves.
那么就像现在的情况一样，我们会去找医生或者找医院的求助。
Just like in today's situation, we would go and seek advice and help from doctors and go to the hospital.
那么不管是在三千年以前还是在这三千年以后，
So whether it is 3,000 years ago or today,
那么事实告诉我们，
The truth, the fact has told us that
不管我们的科技在我们想象中有多么的进步，
No matter how technology seems to be so advanced in our imagination,
人给我们的帮助都是非常有限的。
Whatever help the man can offer us are very limited.
尤其当我面对这样子的困难，
Especially when we see such hardship.
实际上人或者说医生或者说技师给我们的帮助是什么呢？
In fact, what help can people, doctors or priests, what kind of help can they offer us?
他们也许可以给我们外面的洁净，
Maybe they can give us outward cleansing，
或者他可以给我们身体上的帮助，让我们更加强壮，
Or some help so that our physical body will grow stronger。
但是没有人能让我们从这个罪中出来，
But no one can deliver us from the sin。
没有人能真正的把这些病毒消灭掉，
No one cancompletely remove or eliminate these diseases or virus.
那么其实以前我们有听过鼠疫这一个流行病。
We heard about a mouse disease.
其实我们觉得那个很遥远，离我们也有一百多年了。
We thought that was very far away from us too, because that was about 100 years ago.
但是实际上鼠疫的病例就在这个月的时候还是在中国被发现了。
Actually, this mouse disease was again discovered this month in the land of China.
所以我们必须要清楚地认识我们要面对的现实。
So we need to be clear about the stake fact that we're facing.
那么在旧约圣经的时候，先知耶利米得到神的话，他告诉我们说，在耶利米书51:9。
In the Old Testament, Prophet Jeremiah was received the word from Lord. It was recorded in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51.
先知在这里说到。
So chapter 51 verse 9.
我们想医治巴比伦，他却没有治好。离开他吧，我们个人归回本国，因为他受了审判。通于上天，达到穹苍。
We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to his own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the clouds.
那么这句话不但是在几千年前是这样，现在也是如此。
This word stands not only 3,000 years ago, but also right now.
前面一句他说到，我们人是想把这一些罪恶除掉，我们是想把病人医治好。
Previously it mentioned that we do want to remove the sins, we do want to heal the sick.
但是我们所做的实在有限。
Yet what we could do are so limited.
因为这个审判是从天上来的。
Because this judgment comes from heaven.
我们作为一个罪人，我们真的是无能为力。
Being sinners, we are so powerless.
也就是说，我们求助于人，不能根本的解决我们本身的问题。
That is to say, by seeking help from man, cannot solve this problem fundamentally.
那么，如果我们去找神呢
？What about if we go and seek God?
就是这里面这一群长大麻风的人。
This is what these 10 lepers were doing here.
那么，如果我们去找神，会有什么样的结果呢？
If we go to seek God's help, what would be the result?
那么这里有说
It says here,
这十个长大麻风的迎面而来，他们看到耶稣这一大群的人，他们只是远远的站着。
These 10 lepers coming towards Jesus, but they stood at a distance.
这说明就是说，受到这些传染病的人，他们其实是不能靠近洁净的人群。
That is to say, this group of people who had contaminated disease, they're not to be close. They're not to be close to the community, to other people.
这还是单单指着地上的人。
This only talks about people living on this earth.
那么，我们假设一下，如果这群人他们能够找到神，会怎么样
？Assume these people find God, what would they do?
那么，我们举个简单的例子。
Using a simple illustration.
那么我们知道太阳是有杀死细菌的功能，太阳的阳光，它的紫外线可以杀死很多的细菌。
Rays of the sun had the function of killing or destroying all the bacteria.
那么我们知道太阳离我们有多远吗
？Do you know how far away the sun is from us?
这是以光年计算。
If we're using the unit of the year of light.
也就是说，我们必须离得太阳很远。
Which means we have to be placed very, very far away from the sun.
那么，假如说我们试图靠近太阳的话
，if we attempt to be close to the sun，
在我们被医治之前，我们的结局是丧掉生命。
Before we reach it, we will lose our life.
那么你可以想象，何况我们的主那一位创造天地万物的主
，Let alone our Lord God who created the universe.
他是那样的公义。
He is so righteous.
他的荣耀是人的眼睛不能直接看见的。
His glory we cannot stare at with our naked eyes.
假使我们能去找他
，If we go to find him，
就是在我们能够眼睛能够看之前
，Even before we could see him with our own eyes，
我们就会丧掉生命。
We will lose our life.
那么耶稣在这里告诉我们什么
？So what does Jesus tell us here？
他就是神所差遣来寻找我们的。
He is the one who God sent to find us.
那一位弥赛亚。
He is Messiah.
说的坦白一点，他就是我们容易理解的，就是他是神的儿子。
Put in a simple way, he is the Son of God.
我们的神差遣他的爱子来，就是为了寻找我们。
Our God has sent his beloved Son in order to find us.
所以耶稣往耶路撒冷去的时候，
So when Jesus walking towards Jerusalem,
如果说是普通的犹太人的先知或者祭司，他们要去的话，他们不会经过撒玛利亚这些外邦人的地。
For a common Jewish priest or prophet, if they want to go to Jerusalem, they would not go through that way to pass Samaria.
因为他们认为那是不洁净的。
Because they considered that land as unclean.
但是我们的主不是那样。
But not with our Lord.
他定义要经过这些外邦人的地。
Jesus was determined to pass through the land of the Gentiles.
而且我们要明白一点，这些长大麻风的，他们是被隔离的。
We also to understand that those lepers were quarantined.
如果耶稣不从他们那里经过，
If Jesus hadn't passed through their land,
就算他们知道耶稣在哪里，他们也不可能去到别的地方去就近耶稣。
Even if they knew where Jesus was passing by, they're not to go close to him.
因为我们知道，如果说耶稣在离他们相当远的地方，他们如果擅自离开被隔离的地方，是有可能是被本地人用石头打死的。
Because if they knew that Jesus is far away, passing the land near the land that they live, and they left their land, they would be stoned to death.
那么我们的主其实就是定义要去寻找他们。
That's why our Lord was determined to go and find him.
因着人不能直接的靠近神。
Because man cannot approach God.
所以我们的神差遣他的儿子道成了肉身。
So God sent his son to become flesh.
他降卑自己。
And he lowered himself.
取了和我们一样的形状。
Took the form of a human being, same as you and me.
为的就是能靠近我们。
In order so that he can get close to us.
那么这一群人，他们其实是有听别人说过，也听别人讲过耶稣这位大能的医生。
This group of lepers, they heard about the great power that Jesus had.
因为他们对耶稣高声喊着说。
Because they called out in a loud voice.
耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
这里你看见我们的主是那么的怜悯。
We see how merciful our Lord is.
他对人的医治完全是无条件。
His healing on the sinners are unconditional.
耶稣对他们说。
And Jesus said to them,
你们去把身体给祭司查。
Go, show yourselves to the priest.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
And as they went, they were cleansed.
路加福音一章三十七节告诉我们说。
Luke chapter 1 verse 37 tells us.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
The word of God will never fail.
从这里我们真的可以看出。
From here we can really see that.
耶稣基督，他就是神。
Jesus Christ, he is God.
他不但愿意来寻找罪人。
He not only is willing to come and find, to seek the sinners.
他不但愿意去医治他们。
Not only does he want to heal them.
他也有能力来医治所有人。
He has the power to heal everyone.
然后我们到第十五节，那众有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于主与神。
Verse 15, one of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice.
那么这里面其实包含了不少的内容。
This one verse has contained many meanings.
当然我们可以理解。
You can understand in this way.
十个被医好的人里面
，Among the ten who were healed，
他们被医好当然是非常高兴。
Of course, they were really glad.
他们一生的重担都放下。
The burden of all their life had been laid.
我们可以感觉到他的喜乐。
We could feel the joy.
如果是我们在当时的情况下
，If it was us who were under such situation at the time。
我想我们会很快地回到人群中，回到自己的家中。
I believe we would quickly run back to our own home, back to our own people.
我们会愿意与自己的家人、与我们的朋友、与所有的人分享我们所得到的释放。
We would go and share with all our friends and family members the release that we receive.
但是很稀奇的是
，Yet amazingly.
其中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神。
One of them, seeing he was healed, came back.
又伏伏在耶稣的脚前感谢他。
And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
那么归荣耀于神的是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by praising God？
我们举一个反面的例子。
Using an opposite example.
如果说我们是一个不洁净的人
If we are unclean person,
那么如果说我们在别人的面前承认某某某是我们的父亲的话
And if we confess that someone else, such so and so is our father,
你是否觉得你的父亲会觉得你在荣耀他呢
Do you think your father thinks that you are giving glory to him?
或者他会感觉到羞耻呢
Or would he feel ashamed?
这里很稀奇的就是这个人他愿意归荣耀给神。
Amazingly, this person gave glory back to God.
简单的说就是他认耶稣基督为主。
Simply speaking, he recognized Jesus Lord as his Lord.
他承认这一位神就是真正的神。
He recognized that Jesus Christ is the real God.
我们的神真是很稀奇。
Our God is amazing.
因为其实他的荣耀并不缺少我们归给他。
Because his glory is never short of our praising.
他的荣耀一直都是自有拥有的。
His glory is from forever to forever.
不管我们承认与不承认，他都不会有所缺乏。
Whether we give glory to him or not,He's never lack of glory.
但是很稀奇，他真的悦纳人，愿意承认他。
But amazingly, he is pleased when we give glory to him.
在人来说，其实一个罪人愿意认你为父，或者是一个污秽的人叫你做爸爸，你会觉得有羞耻的。
From man's perspective, if a sinner or a filthy person call you father, call you dad, you will feel very bad.
我们的神恰恰不一样。
Yet our God is different.
他悦纳你是因为他承认你是他的孩子。
He is pleased with his child that recognizes him as father.
你愿意承认他，他就悦纳你。
If you're willing to confess, to admit that he's you're his father, he's pleased with that.
这个人又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
So this Samaritan threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
经上其实有记着说，我们承认子的，就连父也有。
The Bible says, if you recognize the Son, and you have the Father as well.
如果我们不承认子，我们连父也没有。
If you do not recognize the Son, you do not have the Father either.
那么十七节耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢
？Verse 17, Jesus asked, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? What does it mean here?
这里其实真的是说到神的怜悯。
This talks about God's mercy.
我们知道十在人在通常人的数目里面是一个完全的数字。
Ten is a complete number in man's perspective.
怎么说呢？
How do we?
十个麻风病人来到耶稣的脚前，耶稣是全部都医治，而且是无条件的医治。
Because Jesus healed all 10 of the lepers that came before him.
也就是说耶稣在来到世上寻找人的时候他不是说只寻找一些他或者说是世人认为好的人。
That is to say, when Jesus came to the world to seek men, he doesn't only look for the good men.
他是寻找所有的人。
He looked for every man.
他也愿意医治所有的人。
He's willing to heal all of people.
你只要愿意来到他面前他都医治。
As long as you're willing to come before him, he's willing to heal you.
但是很奇怪的是
However,
对于我们人来说
from the man's side,
我们只要一点好处我们就觉得满足了。
All we want is a little bit benefits and we're satisfied easily.
是的就是这一点好处就是我们的身体的医治。
Yes, little interest like our sickness is healed.
对于我们来说是一件非常大的事。
To us, it's a big good thing.
或者说是不管我们有一个什么样致死的病我们唯一的希望就是说我们得到医治就已经很满足了
or whatever deadly disease that we bear if we're healed we will be very very satisfied
但是主耶稣的意思不是这一个
but this is not our Lord Jesus' intention
你要知道当主耶稣医治他们的时候
you know when Jesus healed them
这十个人跑去找了祭司
All 10 of them went to see the priest.
然后当中有一个人回来了。
And one of them came back.
那么这一段时间
And during this time,
主在哪里?
Where is our Lord?
其实主并没有离开。
Actually, our Lord never left that place.
他一直在等那些人回来。
He was waiting there.
按照我们通常的人我们做完事了我们该干什么我们就干什么如果我们要去耶路撒冷我们就继续往前走
According to ordinary people's thinking after we've done whatever we want we will move on if we are to go to Jerusalem then we will move on and go into Jerusalem
但是主耶稣在那里一直在那里等他们
But the Lord Jesus was standing there waiting for them to come back
为什么呢
Why?
因为主他定义不但是要医治他们还要给他们生命
Because our Lord is not only determined to heal them but also determined to give them life
但是只有一个人回来了
However, there was only one person that came back
另外九个人他们得到了一些表面的好处他们就走了
All the other 9 people they received some outwardly benefits and they left
他们没有考虑到主要给我们的是何等的丰富。
They never imagined, they never realized how much more abundantly that the Lord wanted to give to them.
这里特别的提到了两次。
Especially here, it mentioned twice.
第一次说这人是个撒玛利亚人。
The first time it said, he was a Samaritan.
这是说这个是外族人。
And the second time it says, this is a Gentile.Foreigner.
然后基督就对那人说起来走吧你的信救了你了
And then Jesus our Christ said to him Rise and go Your faith has made you well
为什么主在特别在这里点出这个是外邦人
Why did Jesus point out that this is a foreigner?
因为主来不单单是指救他的选民以色列民
Because our Lord came not just to save the Israelites, His chosen people.
他的救恩是临到所有的人。
His salvation is for all nations.
我们可以看经文以弗所书的第二章十二节。
We can look at the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
那里告诉我们说
verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in this world.
也就是告诉我们说，神的怜悯是何等的大，是我们不能想象的。
That tells us how great is God's mercy, and it's beyond our imagination.
不但是他所拣选的以色列国民。
Not only his elect people, the Israelites.
也包括我们这些从亚当而来的罪人。
But also us who are sinners coming from Adam.
这是何等稀奇的一件事。
What an amazing thing this is.
我们再看彼得前书的第二章十节。
Let's also look at 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 10 Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
就像刚才弟兄给我们唱的那首歌一样。
Just like what the hymn sang just now.
当我们认识耶稣基督的那一刻起，
The moment we knew Jesus Christ,
当我们接受他的那一刻起，
the moment we received him as our Savior,
我们就是他的儿女，
we are called to be his children,
我们蒙了他的拯救，
we are saved by him.
就像耶稣在十九节对那人说的，
just like Jesus said in verse 19,
你的信救了你，
your faith has saved you.
他再次说出我们主来这个地上的目的。
That speaks of again the purpose of our Lord coming to the world.
在路加福音的十九章第十节。
Which is recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
这个就是主为什么定义要经过那个小村子的目的。
This is the purpose why our Lord was determined to pass that little village.
我们的地位，
our position.
从我们接受主的那一刻起，
the moment from when we receive Lord as our Savior.
就从那十个人当中，
has changed from among the 10 people.
被提升到了那一个人里面，
to be lifted as.The person, the one person who came back to thank Jesus. Now we called his children. And in the future, he will bring us back to the house of his God, his Father. So I want to ask this question, if there's any gospel friends among us,
你是否愿意接受这位赐生命的主？
Are you willing to accept this God who gives you life?
那么在这个困难的时候，
Especially during this difficult time,
我们不知道这个第二波的疫情会什么时候结束。
We don't know when the second wave of disease will end.
如果我们靠着自己，我们真的无法面对。
By our own might, we're unable to face it.
虽然说我们不认为自己是不洁净的。
Although we don't reckon ourselves to be unclean.
但是当你行走在人群当中的时候，
But when you're walking among the people,
我们不说别人怎么想。
We don't know what other people will think.
你是否能够说你放心的能跟别人接触？
But will you be comfortable to say, I don't care, I don't dare to contact each people around me?
也就是说，虽然说我们认为自己洁净，但是你有没有确认别人也认为你是洁净的？
That is to say, even though you may think yourself is clean and safe and healthy, how are you sure that the other people will look at you the same way as you think about yourself?
但是当我们接受了主耶稣基督的生命的时候，
However, after we receive the life from Jesus Christ,
他给我们这一个的应许。
The promise that he gives us.
他要给我们那个永远的生命。
The eternal life that he promised us.
他将来要带我们回父的家。
And in the future, he will bring us back to the house of his father.
也就是不管以后我们会遇到什么样的困难。
That is to say, no matter what difficulty that we may encounter,
甚至是比这个疫情更严重的困难。
Even things more difficult than this pandemic.
我们都靠着我们的主有盼望。
We can have hope by Lord.
我们有那个永远的家。
Because we have an eternal home in heaven.
我们停在这里。
So we'll stop here.
我们有点祷告。
And shall we pray?
主，我们真的感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we truly thank you for your grace.
你降世为人，为的就是要寻找我们这些世上的人。
You came to earth in order to find us who are lost.
主啊，我们每一个属你的儿女，我们都有那样一个经历。
Every one of us who belong to you, we have this right.
当我们接受你的那一刻起
，The moment we receive you as our Savior,
我们就是你的儿女。
We are your children.
主啊，你在天上为我们预备了一个永远的家。
You have prepared an eternal home in the heaven.
你愿意万人都得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
You're willing for everyone to be saved, not even one person to fall.
主啊，愿意我们在这里的每一个人都拣选你。
I pray that every one of us sitting here will choose you.
都承认你是我们的主。
To confess that you are our Lord.
我们愿意把荣耀归回给你。
And then we're willing to give glory back to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen.
Amen.